Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Hi, Sharon Bold. Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting, Life Unscripted. We're so grateful to have you here today. You are going to share your wonderful story of entering the world of entrepreneurship. And also, you've done something a lot of entrepreneurs have come to me to ask how to do. And how do I get publicity for nearly free, if not free, so I can grow my business? And you've done very well with that. Share with the audience a little bit about your backstory. What brought you into the world of entrepreneurship?
Well, it's really funny, actually, Christina, because growing up, I wasn't an entrepreneur. I don't think I am the typical entrepreneur that tends to be today that I mix with and I chat to, because I was brought up in a family, you know, you went out and you did a 9-to-5 job and it was something that you worked hard for and you moved up the ranks. So I had no entrepreneurs in my family. I had no friends that were entrepreneurs. I didn't even know what the word meant until I actually started to run my own business and then started to network. I'd never heard of the word entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, I was fine with going to work and doing well at work and that. It was actually a medical thing, an illness that I had that it was a bit like MS that I had. Thankfully it didn't turn into MS. It was a nervous system disorder. Uh-huh. And I looked for some natural ways of dealing with that. And I came across kinesiology. Mm-hmm. And it was just phenomenal. I loved it. It was a passion of mine. And I suppose I entered into this whole world of self-discovery and self-development. Mm-hmm. And I just loved it so much that was my passion. And that's what caused me to create my first business, which was complementary therapies. It was really to heal myself. And then because I loved it and was so passionate about it, then I easily, I suppose people just were drawn to me because I wanted to heal the world. I felt I could heal the world, and I healed myself, and I worked in that business for a number of years. It was about 7 or 8 years, and I absolutely loved it until something else happened.
Yeah, how did the doggy training thing how'd that come about?
Well, that's exactly it, Christina. That's what happened. I got two little puppies. They were 8 weeks old when I got them. I know you've got Henry, and he sounds adorable. And but we got these two little puppies, 8 weeks old, and they were just a joy. And I brought them home, and I tried to get them into some dog training classes, you know, puppy socialization classes. And they were all full. And when I said I got two boys from the same litter, they all said to me, oh my goodness, it's the worst case scenario. This, their fight for the top dog position, it'll get nasty, they'll do what they like because they're related. Mm. And they said, you're more than likely need to rehome one because it gets really nasty and they fight. And I remember, Christina, looking at these two little puppies, and I actually said this out loud, you two are not going anywhere. It would be like giving up one of your children, wouldn't it? Mm. You can't choose like that. So that was it. I was then on a mission and to keep my dog. So again, it was another business born from my passion, from my wanting to, a personal thing, really. Yeah. I'd healed my legs. I was walking well and I was doing everything well. And I was having just a great time being part of so many people's miraculous healing journeys. And then my passion swapped to becoming a dog trainer because I was just so loving what I was discovering, what I was finding. I started studying about dog training. I read books. I went on courses. But most of all, I watched how these two little puppies interacted with each other. And as they grew and became older, how they communicated and what they needed from me. And that's how I suddenly really, my passion changed. And I found myself wanting to get out there to have this whole new business. I'd already introduced it to my complementary therapy clients that had dogs, and they were having amazing results. I was having amazing results with mine then dogs, because they were about, I suppose, about 18 months at that stage. No aggression, no nastiness, no rule in the roost. They were just gorgeous, just lovely.
So I'm getting though, Sharon, I'm getting that you took the cues from the dogs on what they needed from you. And that's the key there. I'm getting that probably all doggy owners, including me, when Henry first came here, they told me at the ASPCA, he's a chooster. He's not biting, but he loves to chew everything.
Yes.
And so, but they were worried. Don't, you know, just be aware of this when you take him home. He's a chooster. So we were worried. He started chewing up cords and computer stuff here, but it was how to channel his energy so they could get it out and do what he naturally likes to do, but not in, in a way that's destructive. And I like the fact that you kind of just were gauging what do they need from me so they could be their best dog self.
That's exactly it, Christina, isn't it? It's not what they could do for me. It's what I could do for them. And it was about me ticking their boxes rather than trying to humanize them and make them tick my boxes. Mm. And that's, you know, becoming what I found was with my self-discovery, with my whole complementary therapies and going through all of that, I was ticking their boxes because, of course, I'd always been working on myself. I always believed I was no good for everybody else if I had the problems that people were coming to me with. So I'd really done a lot of work on myself. And what had happened was I'd gone on this spiritual pilgrimage across India. Mm. And it was phenomenal. It was for 3.5 weeks over Christmas and New Year. Mm-hmm. And I just came back feeling that I wanted to get out there. I wanted to make a difference in the world. I thought it, at the time it was going to be about complementary therapies. Mm-hmm. But no, I suddenly had this whole passion about the dogs. And then what happened was, I suppose, of course, I was putting that energy out there and that. And I was listening, or it wasn't actually me, it was my husband that was listening to Radio 2, which is a national radio station in the UK. Yeah. And they've got about 6 million listeners. Obviously, it's a big national radio station. And they said that they were going to do something related to dogs the following week. So this was, I think, was say the Wednesday, the following week, they were going to do something related to dogs. Mm-hmm. And my husband said, oh, did you hear about that? And I thought to myself, do you know what? Mm-hmm. I could do that. I could get on there because I'm so passionate. I've learned so much. And okay, so I don't have a dog training business. I so wanted a dog training business. And I thought, you know what, I could do that. I could help people. So I sat down and I wrote a letter or an email to the show saying, okay, you know, I was, and this is the key thing when you want to get publicity, you make it all about them and not about you. So it wasn't, I mean, of course, my big thing wasn't, I didn't have a business. So, of course, I wasn't going to say how long I was in business. So it was nothing about me anyway. So it was all about how I could educate and entertain their audience and what I could inform their audience about that would make a difference. So I sent that off and I heard nothing back. Hmm. And then it was a couple of days later, they said that they were doing a big thing about overweight dogs. And I had studied about nutrition for humans and for dogs, and it was something that I was doing with my two. Mm-hmm. So in the subject header, I put, and his name was Chris Evans, I put Chris Podgy Dogs, because he called them overweight dogs, but he called them Podgy Dogs. So I put Podgy Dogs, I'm your girl. Oh. So that was my subject line to get them to open it. And I, again, it was all about how I could educate their audience. Some, you know, it was a fun show, so there was some humour in it and that type of thing that I included. And so I sent it off. And I think that was the Friday then. Mm-hmm. And I got nothing back. And then it was about, that weekend I actually did a dog training consultation, and it was about these two boxes that were literally eating the house. They had this severe separation anxiety when their owners went to work, and they literally, I turned up and there was no carpet on the ground. They chewed up all the cushions on the settee, and they were eating the bed, you know, the mattress was going, it was horrendous. So I came back and I just felt inspired to tell the radio show about this and why it was happening. Mm-hmm. And I sent that off. Monday morning, I got a call from the producer saying, this sounds really good. Mm-hmm. So on the Wednesday, there I was sitting in the studio in front of 6 million people when I had no dog business. I had no subscriber list. I didn't even have a website, but I had a passion. I had a belief that I could make a difference. And so I went for it. Yeah. And that was the beginning of my new dog training business.
Wow. You know what? I'm getting so many pieces of great tips that our audience can use. And one of them I've heard over and over and over again is coming from a place of service and not of a place of, oh, you know, I have XYZ degree. There's a guy who told me I was a negotiator with the police department. And when they hired me, this one family, they had a missing persons. And I came in telling them my whole resume. Oh, I worked for this many times doing here. And did they care about my resume? How many people I'd helped solve? No. But the second time they called me in, I said, here's how we're going to help you find your family member. And I gave them a list of solutions on what we're going to do. Boom. And then they were like, great, let's get to it. Because now you're coming in with solution driven, service driven, and not about, oh, look at my resume, I'm so wonderful. Absolutely. And I that's one thing I get. A lot of times I'll have people come in and they send me a long resume and they're like, yeah, put that all up there. I guarantee you no one's going to read it because they don't.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
But if you put, here are three easy tips to get started today on marketing, they're like, yeah, I'll be reading that. Yeah.
So yes.
I love that you did that. You found, and that another thing that came in from your story and from a lot of savvy guests is the fact that you had a need that you then self-educated, you self-grew, and then used that and gave that to the world. That has been an ongoing story for a lot of our savvy guests and listeners, that they had that happen for them. They had to shift businesses, change in their life. They grew and then were able to pass that on.
That's right. And I think that that's important, isn't it? Because then you're passionate. And that's how I then have now... I've converted now all my dog training courses online. So I've got numerous courses online, and I've got how I teach people to become professional dog trainers online. So that's all working online. But my passion also sort of like shifted again, because being interviewed in the media is so much fun. It's so much fun. And I just love blowing away the myths of, you know, you need to be educated in this. And do you know what? The media, they're not looking for that. They're looking for somebody that can educate and entertain their audience. You don't have to know everything about everything. Mm-hmm. It's just a case that what you'll get asked is normally, you see, I do a regular phone-in slot. I've had this regular BBC phone-in slot on the BBC radio since 2008. So listeners call in with their questions. And to be honest with you, you'll get a few sort of like strange and a bit weird out there type of questions. But really, it boils down to the same five or six questions time and time again. You know, if it's about dogs, how do I stop my dog from pulling on the lead? How do I stop my dog from barking? How do I stop my dog from being aggressive? There are a group, and it's the same with every niche, mm-hmm. where there are a handful of questions. And if people just sort of like think to themselves, what do my clients regularly ask me? It's something time and time again. Yeah. And that's really what you need to get really good at and know about. But it's about belief, self-belief, and knowing that you can do it.
Wow, girl, you had just left so many awesome nuggets for our audience today. I mean, just anyone out there who's maybe thinking, I'm going to start a business. This is a perfect time, right? After we're getting back from things with Corona and people are like, what's going to happen next? Maybe I have to switch to online. To think about, like you did, where can I grow? Where's my passion that I can then serve the world with it? I love the fact that you not only self-educated, but then brought your gifts to the world after you brought the gifts to yourself. So this has been fabulous. I don't want us to leave without people finding out how they can get in touch with you, get your awesome books. You've written some books. Share all of that with our audience.
Well, they can find out all about, I've got some free training about how to get publicity and that if they go to my website, which is www.getfreepublicitytoday.com. And it's all on there about, as I say, there's free training, there's always free reports. I've always got something free there for you to sign up for and really get going for yourself.
That's fabulous. And tell them about your book. You did write a book as well.
Well, look, what I did, Christine, is I co-authored two books.
Oh, yay.
So this is something that I would really recommend for people to do, because, you know, to write a book on your own can be very time consuming. You know, we all want to do it, but, you know, somehow we just don't seem to get round to it, or we haven't got the time to do it. So I, in some of obviously the contacts and the things that I know about getting publicity, I linked into a publisher who was looking for people. So one is called Successful Women in Business and one is Being Entrepreneur, running a successful business. So they were looking for people to write a chapter. So you become a co-author. So of course I'm co-authored of two books, but it hasn't taken me all the time to write an e-book, but you still can have that, you know, that credibility that you are an author.
I love that, Sharon. Very early on, I must have been 1 year in business doing my financial consulting, and one of the financial consultants out there for years reached out to me and said, hey, I have 5 other consultants. I need you to write a chapter for me. I did. It was a great idea. It connected me with other like-minded folks also, where we could all help each other. And that's another thing, you know, yes, building that community where we're not all doing it alone. You don't have to do it alone. And recently I hired a ghostwriter, helped me put out a wonderful book. So yeah, there's a number of tools out there. If writing isn't your thing, like I've often said on my show, writing isn't my greatest talent, but yes, it doesn't mean you can't get your gifts and talents out there in writing, because it's a great way for people to hold in their hand and learn and refer back to all the lessons you might have to offer them.
Yes, and I mean, I think all of us can write a chapter about something that we're passionate about, giving some tips and advice that people could actually go and make a difference and make a good start in their business just by reading that chapter. So I really recommend, you know, there's different ways that you can make yourself be the authority in your field and credible, and writing a book or co-authoring a book is really one to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So they should go to getfreepublicitytoday.com, find out more about Sharon Bolt today. And thank you so much, Sharon, for sharing your great wisdom today on Savvy Broadcasting.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You betcha. If you like this episode, please share. To hear more Savvy episodes and Savvy Biz tips, go to lifeunscriptedradio.com. To become a guest or participate in paid sponsorship, email us at christina@lifeunscriptedradio.com.